Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1122, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom, and I just want to talk a little bit about something. We got into it a little bit a few Shirim ago, but I just wanted to go a little bit more into some examples in reference to eating a kezias before one leaves. So, for example, we've established the fact pretty much anything in the bread family, right? When a person's eating the bread family, there would not be bread, challah, matzah. There's no issue of shinoi makom. Meaning, lechatchila, I do want to mention that lechatchila one has to be careful not to go out in general when eating a meal. In general, we talk about, the Rama talks about actually not leaving in our siman kufay and ches. They go into it a little bit more in kuf pei dalid, not to leave the premises. But if one does have to, for whatever reason, we'll talk about that, if they should bench before or not, to how that works. But if somebody does have to leave, let's say they go down the block, they go to pick up the child at the court, whatever the case is, a certain situation sometimes does come up where one does have to run out for a few minutes. Now, when they come back, of course, in the bread family, bread, challah, matzah, one will not come back. But you do have to realize, which is what we spoke about, a kezias has to be eaten before that. In other words, what do we mean by that? If somebody did not eat a kezias, let's say somebody washed, they made a moitzi, right, and they took a little nibble, they didn't eat a full kezias, and then for whatever the reason was, they had to run out, which should not be done, but they had to run out, so the problem of shinoi makom would exist, meaning when they come back, they would need a new hamoitzi. Right, because we said last time they did not establish the place. So that's a very important thing in all these things. When we talk about the bread family, when we talk about mizonos, whether it's cake, cookies, pretzels, even cooked items, you know, like noodles, these type of things. So then we say there's no shinoi makom, meaning that's how we paskin lemaisa. What it is a machloikis, it's always best not to go out. But lemaisa mishabura b'shem degrod does bring down in our siman kuf ayin ches that lemaisa by mizonos items. Also, there would not be a problem of shinoi makom. But again, what you have to make sure that a kezias was eaten. Somebody makes a mizonos, let's say, on a pretzel, and they take a little bite, and if whatever the reason is, they do have to run out. And we're going to talk about what exactly does it mean, running out? How does that work? Is there a problem if somebody runs out, you know, for just a minute, let's say they throw out the garbage or take something from a UPS driver, a package or something like that, or take their child off the bus, and it takes a minute or two. So we're going to see how that works. Is that is there room to maneuver? We're going to see it's actually a machalikis, but definitely one should be careful when the shinoi makom does exist, let's say like in a case of shahakal, huadama, and huaitz, right? There is a problem of shinoi makom if you run out. One should definitely be careful, lechatchila for sure, not to run out even just to throw out the garbage, you know, even for a second or two. We'll see there is a machalikis if somebody did run out, how to work it. There's a shulchan aruch harav, and there's a aruch shulchan whereby it's mash from there, possibly if you ran out just for a very quick amount of time, it, you know, one would not have to remake the brach. And then there's Egris Moshe actually who explains how to work the situation. But I don't want to mix things up. I'm just bringing it out. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, let's keep it simple. According to the Mishnah Berurah, even if one runs out for a very short period of time, even right outside the door, you do have to remake the brach. So one has to be careful, definitely not to leave. Now, just getting back to our subject, what we're talking about today is the establishment of a kezias, right? So one has to know before the kezias is eaten, and everything, basically there is a problem of shinoi makom before you ate a kezias of the bread, before you ate a kezias of the mizonos, right? Or even that we spoke about the shivas aminim. Right, we said there's a machlokes on the shivas aminim also, but before the kezias of the shivas aminim is eaten, right? If somebody's eating grapes, let's say, and they, I don't want to say a whole grape because that's a question of a berry or whatever, but before a person ate the shear of grapes that's supposed to be eaten, let's keep it like that, whatever that shear might be, but they have to be. Then again, the place is not established, and because of that, there's the problem of shinoi makom pretty much would exist according to everybody. So that's one thing which I just wanted to point out, that one has to be careful and always keep that in mind. Before a kezias of food, and not just a kezias, but the kezias does have to be eaten, b'chdei achilas pras, right, which we've mentioned many, many times, under a 4-minute period. before the kazayas of, let's say, bread, challah, matzah, mazonos, cake, cookies, whatever it is, pretzels or noodles, whatever it might be, before they eat a kazayas, b'chdei achilas pratz, under a 4-minute period. So then then the place, like we said, was not established, and somebody runs out, they would have to remake the bracha again when they come back. If they ran out for the, within the conditions of shinei makom. Let's say somebody had to go down the block, go around, go to the neighbor, whatever, be it as it may. But there was a real shinei makom. When they come back, if they realize they did not eat the kazayas of that food, they come back, they would need to make a new bracha, whether it's mezonos, whether it's hamoitzi, whatever the case might be. So we'll continue from there next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem, bracha, kol tov.